All right, guys, make sure to subscribe, hit the notification bell. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Welcome back to another podcast. We have an argument for a little bit about... actually, this is the stupidest argument. This is the argument you have with a parent and a kid. This time, the people on the left side of the room are the kids. Don't point guns, airsoft, even Nerf to that extent, at a person... Actually, Nerf's different. Don't point airsoft guns at people and then claim people who complain about that are pussies.
Dude, you sound like a fucking Karen. Holy shit.
This sounds like a teacher's note to like every kid.
No, like Kai would flinch if I pulled like the rubber band gun. He'd be like, "Oh my god, stop it! Stop right now! Wait, it's loaded." Like you guys are fucking
okay.
Pussies.
Well, I have a real reason
to
why I would want to shoot you, Burke. And this comes out of my questioning of Chris this morning.
Mm-hmm. I guessed.
You guessed. Okay. Oh, so you don't know?
I don't know, but that was my best guess.
Do you like to make eggs in the morning?
Yes.
How many eggs do you typically make?
Four.
Four? Yeah. Okay, over the couple of days, right? What happens when you crack an egg?
I usually leave them in there.
What the fuck, dude? Okay. That is disgusting.
Okay, I got it right.
I open up the egg carton, and we have 16 eggs in a carton. 8 of the eggs are in two-piece cracked shells.
I understand how it could be gross.
Why? Because they need to be cold? They need to be cold?
No, I just think it's the habit I have. I just, like, I keep them in there, you know?
I keep it in there, too, until I whisk it, and then I take all the shells out and throw it out.
But usually, I'm very good at cleaning up everything I have.
No, you're not. Because this is after the back of multiple events where... The amount of random shit left on the kitchen counter.
Like what?
Everybody just leaves
okay,
random
the,
shit on
every
the kitchen
time pizza is made, all the carton and the boxes are left out.
That is a Spencer move. Spencer's a big fan.
But it's also Burke. And then whenever someone makes like the pizza rolls or like all that stuff on the tin never gets cleaned up. Kyle's also a culprit of that.
Yeah,
you also have to realize, though, most of the time I'm cooking for myself and I also make food for
other
people.
But you have that argument all the time, but it doesn't fucking matter.
No one really eats it. And so it's just there.
People, you ate it last time I made yakisoba, but you, Spencer, Luke, Nathan, and...
I personally did not have any yakisoba.
Okay, well, I'm
just saying. There was a lot left.
Besides the fucking point.
Okay,
keep going.
This is another argument that's just never
Also, part of that is walking away after using the ring light, and I only... Maybe 3 times the ring light's actually been turned off after it's being used. So it just generally fits the criteria of...
I'm trying to get that like not extra like lighting on your skin to like help you out, you know?
Thank you. But normally it's pointed towards a wall, so it doesn't really help out too much.
No, it's pointing like out towards the door usually.
Really?
So like, it collects more rays and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
All that other shit.
Well, you know, I think the eggshell is by far the most disgusting thing in the world.
I mean,
half
the
carton
bad.
Is empty shells left over multiple days. That is bad. That's really
bad. There's eggs in there. It's just the shells now. Like, what?
Because there's still yolk in there that gets gross and sticky. And then besides, someone else is going to have to clean it up.
True. I understand.
Was that normal?
Like, I mean, it was normal for me growing up. I mean.
I feel the only time I've ever seen that happen would be like if it's like the last 4 eggs and you put the last 4 eggs
true,
in.
True, I don't know. That was just like normal for me. I would always
just throw away the entire
put
carton.
It in, click it in. Maybe it's just my family. My family's just not clean. Which is fine.
Based on your room as a kid, I'm going to have to go out and say the cleaning practices were not exactly taught.
Not at all.
This kid had like 2-year-old taquitos underneath his bed.
And they were still good.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting. Bro, dude, your bed was literally like a fucking doomsday prepper surplus. Like, you literally had hundreds of dollars in fireworks under there.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars in money.
A lot of broken airsoft guns. Like
broken airsoft guns, everything.
Paintball guns, everything.
Clothes.
And High School Musical 2.
High School Musical 2. Yeah. All right. Big thing that's been happening this week. Netflix's new top show of all time is supposed to be Squid Game. Mm-hmm. I watched it at first with Chris. He did commit a party foul because we had 3 episodes left, and then Chris and Luke just watched it without me.
You got sick the next day, and I just wanted to watch it.
Yeah, just a little insult to injury.
You were literally just dead in your room the entire time. Like, hey, Kai, you want to go watch Squid Game?
The biggest issue with Kai watching shows is that the kid literally goes to sleep at 6.
Okay.
6. Like, nobody is going to... It just doesn't line up.
Can we agree on this, Ethan, that the worst part of watching... Any TV that's actually interesting with Kyle is that you're on your phone every 5 seconds. And you know that thing where some people like get bothered when someone's on their phone when you're trying to watch a movie, even if it's not bothering you? I'm like that person. It's really weird when someone's not paying attention to Snapchatting.
Well, every time I go to the fucking movies with you, you go to the bathroom 5 fucking times. So I don't want to hear it.
That's true. That's
and you also have to just realize the way my mind actually works is like I can't. I can't fucking focus on anything. So like, I have to like have something else to focus on in order for me to focus on one thing.
There was a show the other day. Like I was watching some random ass show with you, Kyle, and I was like, oh, I'm really excited to get into this thing. And then right when we sat down, I remembered, oh, this is why Game of Thrones was hard to watch. Every 5 seconds I hear, I see the flash comes to the face, yeah. The Snapchat being sent. It's like, how many people are Snapchatting you that quickly? Like, I haven't Snapchatted somebody like that since, like, freshman year of high school.
A devious Snapchat list. It's actually insane, dude. It's actually ridiculous. It's like 30 girls.
No, it's not that much.
Dude.
It's like, it's like a best friends list of people.
It's Snapchat. I don't know.
That's bullshit.
I don't think it's that much bullshit. It's pretty active. I think it's like active.
15.
Do you guys say anything or is it just faces?
Kind of depends. Depends on who it is. Depends on who's feeling special.
It's definitely like 15.
I don't think it's that big.
I count.
Do you guys still do that?
I mean, I have like, I Snapchat like three people.
Yeah, you used to have a ton of streaks though, right? You used to be.
Used to. Now it's just like Ben.
Yeah.
Clara. And like.
Well, because I feel like Kyle didn't get Snapchat. When did you get Snapchat?
Kyle
didn't get Snapchat until he was like. I saw 19.
I saw a girlfriend.
How long did you have Snapchat, but like you were like low key about having a Snapchat? Never? Because I remember Instagram used to be a little bit more secret about having an Instagram.
Oh, because my fucking mom. Come to find out, I was hiding Instagram and Snapchat from my mom for like 7 years.
Holy shit.
It became a point where I wasn't even hiding. I wasn't even hiding it. It was just like, I just never like brought it up that I had it.
Yeah.
She didn't care the entire fucking time. Like, I was like, oh, whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Well, she did care. She did care at one point, and then I got my phone back after getting it taken away, and then she just we just never talked about it, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Squid Game. Squid Game is massive right now. It's going to be the biggest show, beating Stranger Things.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
It is really good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think about it, Chris? What was your first impression? You're more of a movie guy.
I liked it a lot. I'm not gonna lie. It was good. It was, but it wasn't anything that. But like nobody else can make, you know, like putting people in a room, big pot of money, kill each other. Like it's like a classic plot, but it was good the way it was portrayed. And it was Korean. It was good. I like, cause I watch anime and stuff. So I like,
well, dude, when we first started watching it, you see it and go, dude, there's subtitles. This is some bullshit, bro. Yeah, okay. I'm like, bro, you watch anime all day in subtitles.
Chris is a dub watcher.
I'm not a dub watcher for Squid Game. If you watch dub Squid Game, you're a fucking loser.
Why, dude? It's like, bro. That's a fucking another argument. Like, I don't fucking speak Korean, dude, and I don't want to read fucking so subtitles.
So let me watch in English. My argument
it just sounds so much better.
My argument for the subtitles in Korean is that you actually have to pay attention.
Exactly.
So it's good.
Yeah. But like, I can like, I know, but I can like fucking maybe like go take a piss and still hear the fucking words in English.
Well, you're like playing video games or something and your other screen has Netflix on it. So you're trying to understand what's being said.
Who?
You. What? Right? You watch Netflix on the other side of the screen?
No.
Oh, you just watch on your phone or something?
Yeah.
Then you watch it dubbed?
Yeah.
Read the damn thing, bro.
No, dude. Why?
Because it doesn't also sound help, right. It also help with your reading. It's everything's good.
Dude, bro. It's like it's like
low blow.
It's true. But it's like, why would I want to watch something that I don't fully understand?
Because you read it and then fully understand it.
No, I understand. I can read it. Like, I'm fine with reading it. But like, why would I want to focus on the bottom of my fucking phone or my screen? When I can't even, like, when I have to, it's all I have to focus on.
It's not like that.
There's something about watching an authentic Korean movie and it's being delivered well. You just gotta watch it.
I understand that, but like, I wanna watch it in English. Like,
I feel.
But you guys would really go out and say, you guys think Squid Game is really good.
I would say it's like.
I wouldn't say really eight. Good.
I think the production really is insane.
Really?
The production's very
good. Okay, the first episode, like, got me, I feel like.
This is when, I mean, guys, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, just watch it because there's gonna be a ridiculous amount of spoilers. I heard you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to let people know that you're about to ruin it for them. Or we'll get you more hype for it. The first episode is about you discover the guy, the main character. Well, I forgot his name. Song Ji-yoon.
Mm-hmm. From Shing Chang-wo.
Exactly.
It's Song
Ching-wo from Shang Shu Shua. I think it's from Hui He.
I don't think that's his name.
Hefe.
his first name starts with S.
I thought it was Jin.
Isn't it Seong Jin Ho?
Yeah,
I thought it was Seong Jin Ho.
Seong Jin Hong.
Oh. No, Ho.
He's from.
I'm terrible at
names. Seong Jin Ho of
Seong Ding Hong.
Yes.
Bro, he is so fucking annoying. He literally pisses me off so much.
Yeah. How many episodes are you in so far, Kyle? You're the only one who has
seven or eight.
Okay, you're deep. Yeah, so what pisses you off about him?
He's so fucking dumb. He literally is like the most two-faced gambling ass bastard in the entire world. He'll like literally like go through, tell someone like, oh, trust me, help. Like, and then he just does it for himself. And then it almost, it almost ends up biting him in the ass, like, almost every time. Like, every time something kind of happens to where it's like, dude, I just want... Like, I like him because he's, like, the main character. Yeah. But, like, he's also... I kind of hope he just fucking gets murked.
Mm. I feel like 218 was the guy that was like that.
Which one was 218?
218 was the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, the guy that... Oh, yeah. Wait, the doctor?
Glasses.
Yeah.
No, the Korean guy. He's not a doctor. He's the guy that was, like, the prodigy, went to the Seoul High School
College. The market. Yes, he does. He is the market son. The market mom's son.
The one that at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's glasses?
He has glasses.
Yeah, the prodigy.
He's a dickhead, too.
No, but that guy sucks. Rest in peace. That guy sucks.
Rest because he betrayed the Indian guy.
Yeah. Ollie! Ollie, dude.
But Ollie's dumb.
Ollie got fucking played. Ollie's
with his two fingers.
Yeah. Ollie got fucking played.
Did Ollie always have two fingers?
Yeah.
No,
I thought he smashed them.
He smashed his boss's fingers there. Yeah. Yeah, but he got the money.
Ollie doesn't know the difference between odd or even. It's like, bro, come on, figure it out.
Yeah. True, he didn't know that. There were a ton of things that he didn't know.
Is it because
Ollie got fucking murked.
Oh, yeah. and then he tried to play Seong with the Umbrella game because he knew. He knew that was what the game was going to be. True. And like, I don't know, he's annoying. Like, he took the fucking triangle. You can literally break the triangle off without even licking
let
it.
Let the girl bleed out. Like, why do you have to go be a dickhead and just go kill her?
Oh,
and
like, go
let her bleed out.
I mean, that's why I feel like he killed himself. He knew that he deserved to die. He knew.
There's a solid spoiler for him.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like he, like, felt that he needed to kill himself because he, like, fucked up everything.
Yeah, and that allowed the last guy, Song Hee-jae-long, to actually survive and keep on going.
But I was pissed that my favorite character was the old man, and he was the bad guy.
Yeah, he put it all together. That's so nuts.
Oh, really?
That was kind
of... Oh, shit. Fuck it, dude. We're going to talk about this episode.
I'm going to watch it anyway. Like,
that's fucked.
I think I read that in a TikTok comment.
I just pulled the whole show.
Wait. Oh, so in the beginning was...
Like, so you want to talk about it?
I mean, I'm going to watch the show anyway.
Yeah, the old man was number one, right? 001.
Yeah.
But a huge other theory about it is that when you watch the red light, green light game, like, you know how he's all happy moving around and freezing?
Mm-hmm.
He knows how the song goes, right? Mm-hmm. So he has his confidence because he put the game together.
Yeah.
But then you notice, like, when the machine zooms in on him and, like, scans him, everyone has this, like, green glow around him except him. He's the only one that doesn't have the green glow.
Yeah.
People are saying that tells the machine, do not shoot this guy.
Yeah, I watched that back to, like, I saw that theory and I watched it back and it was like actually true. And like people around him, it's not just him. It's like the people in his vicinity.
Yeah, don't get shot.
Don't get shot either.
Yeah, so if you stay around him, you would have been safe.
So he's automatically like safe. And then that's why, you know, like the, what was the fucking, oh fuck.
The tug of war?
No, you know the marbles game? You know how he's sitting by himself for a little bit and then Shing, what's his fucking, the main guy?
Yeah.
Came up and saved him. They were going to, because no one wanted to be with him because he was like an old man. So that's why that one girl was safe. Fuck, I don't forget their names.
Yeah, the girl that was fucking shit and had sex in the bathroom. That's what she was. I was like, why didn't she die?
Because the game, that he knew that no one was going to pick him, but the main character actually like picked him. So, and there was one person left and they thought it was going to be the old man as well.
Wait, she didn't get raped?
Wait, you thought that, okay, so when they all had to go in groups of two and she was the only one left. No, they had to go in teams of four. Teams.
No, pairs.
Pairs. And she was left. Mm-hmm. The girl that was hooking up with the thug with the face tattoo, she was left and you thought she got taken away to get raped?
Well, because when they were in the doctor's place, they were talking about what they would do with the female, like the dead females that would come through.
Yeah.
And they would all take turns. I don't know the name.
The triangle guys.
Yeah, no.
28 and 29.
Yeah, like the circle guys. They would all take turns having sex with the dead bodies.
But she was just left out, so she got to like skip the game.
Yeah, I was just saying because they like took her away. I was just assuming because they took like four of them took her away and like she was like screaming and shit. I don't know.
Originally, they thought like old man was going to be left out, but then the girl got left out. So that's another example of why the old man like played the game made the game how he did.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of curious to see how that unfolds now. But so like you know like the opening scene was the old man like one of like the kids featured in that? Was he like the kid that won it?
Oh, and that, no, I think that was that was the main character. So in the first scene when it's black and white and they're showing them playing all the squid game like on that field of school, I think that was Song who
and it was both of them.
The old man and him? No, it was the kid.
The 18.
It
was the two people at the very end.
The prodigy kid, the guy with glasses, and then as well as Song Ji.
Those are the only two that knew.
Like, they didn't have. God, their fucking names are so hard to say.
And then it comes to find out the whole time when you move all the beds, all the games are around the room.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, once they take the beds away, the walls actually have all the games written on them. That's a little too big of a giveaway, right?
True.
Right?
How dumb. That would suck.
They literally show Tug of War over like a dropping.
Yeah.
Thought, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I thought they moved all the beds at one point. I'm surprised I didn't see that.
What?
I know. They did move the beds.
Because they moved every single bed at one point when they set up, like, when they were like worried about like the second fight night.
True. Yeah.
The first fight night was bullshit.
I will give it to them. It is a very, you can talk about the show very easily. Like, you know, like, it's always fun to, because, like, I don't know, when me and my friends, like, we watch Breaking Bad, like, that one summer. I don't know if, we, like, watch.
It was, like, 2017.
It's fun
to,
like, come back and, like, hang out and, like, talk about, like, what happened in Breaking Bad or, like, Game of Thrones. Like, you talk about crazy shit that happens. It definitely has that aspect.
It does. Season 2 is going to be huge.
And then, you know how they got chosen?
Yeah, I have this too. Yeah. So supposedly in the Squid Game, the Masked Guards pick the red card. Many of the theories about Squid Game stem from just how people find themselves involved in the shadowy underground contest. One compelling theory is that doing the rounds is linked to the card game Dekaji. Song Ji-hoon is asked to play at the train station episode 1. Viewers remember that Song Ji-hoon would win 10,000 won. It sounds like a lot, but it's about $6.20.
Jesus, down bad.
Yeah,
it was 100,000. It was 100,000 won.
Oh, right. I don't know why this card was.
Yeah, it was 100,000.
So it's about $60. Yeah. Then every 60? Time he met.
Oh. No, that'd be. Wait, oh, yeah. That's still not that much. Wow.
It isn't. Because I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like $500.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You're getting your ass slapped. He managed every time Every time he manages to flip his opponent's card, he gets that money. If his opponent manages to flip Song Ji-hon's card, Song Ji-hon gets a slap in the face. The businessman asks Song Ji-hon to choose between red or blue cards to play, and Song chooses blue. When he arrives at the contest later in the game as a contestant, he's wearing blue boiler suit.
No, but yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Some have theorized that those properties...
Are you just reading off a fucking paper?
Yeah, I am. Fuck it. Some have proposed that people who choose the red card instead become the masked guards. The red-coated supervisors oversee the competition and help eliminate contestants.
Oh, so more people choose the blue. Okay, I see what's happening.
Yeah, but you don't know that it's going to be that one, right?
No.
But also, like, you choose the red card and then you get the opportunity to just go, like, just kill people? Like, I don't know. Like, that's way harder than, like, playing the game, you know? Having to murder people.
But they had an opportunity to fucking leave the game, and then they came back.
Even the guards, though, you think?
I mean, probably.
I mean, right? Yeah, like, what else have they been doing, right?
I mean, you guys remember that they had their own cells. Like, when the cop goes undercover into the place...
Yeah.
It's like they lock them up like they're actually in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting part too. I don't think they did that correctly. There was some shit that happened there that was wrong.
What do you mean? What? Like what went wrong?
With the cop, like with everything with the cop, like there's just no way in hell that
you get away with that.
I mean, they know literally everything about everyone that's there. Like literally every single
part.
No,
but they have tags on their back of their helmets. So like,
I'm just saying, like there's no.
He fucked up so many times.
And he just somehow has cell service and a fucking underground. Like, you know what I mean? Like
he did. He had to leave the island, remember, to get the cell service.
Oh, did he? Oh,
he ran up the mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, was he a sexy? Yeah, I just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, there was just some stuff that just seemed like unbelievable about how.
Yeah.
But that main, what's the main girl 67's name?
You want to look up the cast real quick, Lou?
Oh, her name's like, wait, are you talking about like in the show?
Was it right?
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been nice if they added like 3 more episodes in the beginning to give them character development, like. Outside.
It would have gotten old, though.
It would have gotten so slow. You got to get to the good part.
Because the show's already...
That's why I like the first episode, because the red light, it went straight to the red light, green light, and
if they
just
gave
got
the
fucking
guy,
murdered.
Is that in the first episode?
Yeah.
Say Byok.
So not I was like,
even
oh.
Because if they gave the guy with the tattoo his own origin story, that shit would have been entertaining. The fucking gang fight.
But you saw it a little bit over the over
that
the
was
show.
Shit. That was lit. And I wanted more of that. True. I was like, that's fucking dope.
Wait, what's her? How do you say it?
Say Byong.
Yeah.
Byok.
Say Byok. Dude, she grew fucking 10 million fucking Instagram followers
in a week. I know.
Bro, it's fucking insane. I literally followed her at like a million.
Yeah.
And now she's like,
we have to get into that, but real quick, I want to finish this up real quick. What did you think about that theory? Like the theory of the red card versus the green card?
Oh, no. I think it's 100% true. Like,
you think
Yeah.
Dude,
it makes total sense. Like, no one really would catch up on that unless you watch it again.
Yeah, but dude, if you're choosing the. But then if you get chosen to play the game, but you're instead of playing games, you're just supposed to kill people if they get games wrong.
Yeah.
That, you're,
I mean, also the theory could be a lot. The other theory was that they're past winners. That's why they're so old. Some of the characters are old and young when both of them took off their masks.
Right.
So they could be past winners. But
because the head guy, like the mask man in the gold mask, is the brother of the cop, mm-hmm. you're saying that he's that because he won the competition before.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. That's the actual brother of the cop?
Yeah. You're going to get there real soon.
That's crazy. That was weird. That was more of like, dude, that's... Hopefully they explained it more, but it seemed like more of a throw, like a throw.
That's his brother. Wait, like the main masked guy.
Yeah, is the brother of the cop.
Is the brother of the cop.
So yeah. He's the brother of the cop.
But the cop is 100% alive after that shooting in the shoulder.
Well, I don't get.
He's got to be fine. They didn't show him dead, right?
No, he shot him in the shoulder and fell off. He's gonna come back.
Yeah,
he's
guys are spoiling so much for Kyle.
I mean, the thing is, like, I've already seen a lot of shit on. I've already seen a lot of shit on TikTok.
I don't get how you go. He's looking for his brother, and his brother has the most rinky-dink room, like ever. And he finds his card, and that's how he finds where his brother is. But like, if your brother has that weird room, but he's the headmaster of the games,
right?
It's just weird.
That is weird. Like, why wouldn't he be living in a? You know, you're probably making a lot of money doing that.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that part is weird.
Well, no, because he didn't pay rent because he was never there.
Oh, so he's gone the entire time.
Yeah.
Right. That's what the lady said. Well, she's a week. She said that he's a week late on rent.
Yeah.
So he was living there before.
And then how's it all? How's the entire thing funded? Is it from the VIPs?
Yeah, I think so.
They have to like buy in.
Can we talk about how shit their English was? Yeah, the English was so writing bad for those VIPs. Like when the guy takes away the boy and goes, oh, he's going to have his own little fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
goes, I'm picking. What number did you pick? 69.
Yeah.
He goes,
dude.
What about now? That was 96.
Yeah. Honestly, it's pretty spot on. Spot on American acting.
Oh, when the one girl, like the one that was hooking up with the thug, pulls the cigarettes out of her vagina.
Oh yeah,
that was just graphic. I was like, yeah, you know what? Didn't really need to see that. It was just like
she was annoying. I hated that.
She was batshit crazy.
I fucking hated her.
Yeah, she was nuts.
Like she was just hopping around group to group, hoping to fucking make it. Yeah. That was cool. What she did at the end though, when she like jumped off with him, I was like, that's pretty cool.
Dong Kyung.
Yeah, because like that guy's gonna be a pain in the ass if he lives any longer.
Oh, did anybody else want the two girls to fucking make out when
they were playing the Marvel game?
Like I was watching it like last night. It was like 3 a.m. and she like pushed her up against the wall and I'm like, are you gonna fucking make out? I was gonna be so fucking stoked.
Down about it.
No, dude, I was like literally like, bro, fucking make out. That'd be so sick. I thought
both super hot.
Yeah, they're both pretty attractive. The main character girl is definitely sexy.
Yeah,
but
really,
no,
you think she's you really like Saul? Wait, what's her name again, Lou?
Saul Bianc.
You want to go to her Instagram because she's the one that grew 10 million followers.
She's also
she was at 400k before the game started. You know,
I know.
Before
she's
the show.
Fucking ridiculous. And when I fucking started watching the show, I followed her at 1 million,
and she's at 10.1
now.
She's
at 10.1
in like a week.
10.2.
She was at 10.1 this
and
morning.
I want to say I put you guys on this show before
okay,
the
okay,
show.
Okay,
Bert,
did
I not?
Did
I not?
Yeah, but it was the number
did.
One
Thank
show
you.
Already.
Like, there's no doubt.
This
no
is
no
the number one show already.
Oh, did you hear
but like,
Lou?
But like, if
it
you
was
like,
the number one show already.
Yeah,
that's what Lou just said.
That's
no, it was not.
I saw it everywhere on Netflix.
Bert, you got to admit, you can't say you found the show when Netflix is saying number one show, watch now. It's like everyone.
Yeah,
it
didn't.
Mr.
Say
Netflix
that.
Told us
it did though.
It didn't say that.
It's also
like, it said top 10 and it was at number one.
That was maybe maybe 2 days after I told you. Have you guys watched Squid
okay,
Game?
Fine. Okay, fine. You put
but
people
like
on.
A lot of people binge
people
watch
on.
Netflix.
Thank
so I'm guessing a lot.
Also,
of people
it's pretty cool. She's 5'10", which is fucking sick.
Wow, yeah, true.
She's also 27.
That's
and her
even
favorite.
Cooler.
Her favorite Disney princess is Ariel.
Hot. She likes it
you
wet.
Know,
Lou, scroll down for me.
I've never seen any like love towards. I don't even know if I should say it.
Say it.
I don't know, I've just never seen...
Towards Korean women?
No, I've never seen Kyle and Burke simp over an Asian girl before.
I think they're going to start watching...
What do you mean? My first girlfriend was Asian.
Oh, dude,
that
kind
doesn't
of, count.
Kind of.
What?
Kind of.
Come on.
Okay, Chris.
She was,
Chris,
dude.
Are we thinking that they're going to start getting into like the Korean Blackpink and all these K-pop girl
I mean,
groups?
Yeah, possibly now. I'm just saying this is my first time ever seeing them simp over.
Okay, not. I'm going to go out and say not exactly my type, but she's very attractive and...
Is it because of Netflix? I'm telling you, every new girl on a Netflix.
No, no, no. They just happen to find the hottest girls yeah, that they're on. Like, Madeline Klein is literally a top 1% hottest girl ever.
She's really? Okay.
Really?
Oh, my God.
She looks like so many other girls.
Yeah, it's just like, you can't see that.
Okay, click on one of their pictures. I didn't think she was that amazing. I thought the other one was more
interesting. I thought
interesting.
She had better acting. Really? Like, I wasn't, like,
dude,
the
she's
whole
from,
time.
Dude, she's from the North.
She's from North Korea.
North Korea. They don't actually mean North Korea, do they?
Yeah, she's from North Korea. Her parents
Vogue.
Are still there.
She was in Vogue?
Dude, she's like the top Korean model.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like the best.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Well,
Luke, how often do you jerk off to her?
Well, the other girl, wait, scroll down.
She just grew.
She just grew.
Go to the bed.
I know, 100,000.
She was at
go to the bed.
She was at point one.
No, middle photo at the top, Luke.
Oh.
Middle photo at the top. Look how many followers this girl has. Go to her, who she tagged.
Oh, yeah, the girl that she tagged in this picture. It's a, dude, it's in the bottom left corner. Yeah.
Look at this shit. Just drops a 52 million bomb on us.
Jesus.
She has 52 million followers on Instagram this picture.
Dude, Cobby's going to pass you.
Cobby's going to pass. That's nuts.
But they do it different over there in Korea.
They do. It's all about like the cute too. And like style.
Yeah, it's like their feet is just like meant to look good.
No, yeah, the Asian fashion influence is crazy.
How do you have 52 million followers?
So I went to school in Eastern Washington, and
of Koreans.
But the Koreans there, like there was a guy that drove a gold wrapped Supreme like Mercedes. Somebody has a McLaren over there, and like the thing, like they'll go back, like they went back to Korea for COVID, and the whips were just there.
Yeah, same thing at my school. In Atlanta, they just left the
whips there.
They don't care. It's ridiculous.
They have so much money.
No, and like everybody, back to the Instagram. Like I'd be wearing like a hoodie and fucking jeans to class and shit. Like hoodie, like classic PNW. I don't know. And then these kids are like all just drip the fuck out. Yeah. Like Balenciaga, fucking Versace, like literally everything.
The ones at my school would have Chinese cigarettes that they would sell to other kids because they're so much better quality, I guess. That's what I've heard. And then they would just like have Chinese cigarettes and just be dripped out driving Teslas.
You notice that everyone on the show smokes too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to another one of her pictures? How does she grow that much? Like her social blade's like over a million a day.
Well, that photo has like 8 million likes.
No, so. That one on the bed has like 75,000 comments.
It's crazy. She in all this hype and she dead season one. It's crazy.
Yeah, she is dead. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? She died and then she's this famous. Look at that. From one season.
The Netflix comment on that has 59,000 likes.
Holy shit, dude. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
How you gonna die for season?
So what do you think is gonna happen in season two?
There's a theory about that if you want to hear about it.
Yeah. I'd love to, Kai.
Hopefully they put that girl's body away.
Oh, so that they don't fuck her?
That'd be fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, and what were they talking about?
If the guards started fucking her dead body, that would not be ideal.
So
no, they burned her right away.
Okay.
As a show of respect.
Okay. Was that shit
remember that?
Was like the organ selling?
Oh yeah.
Was the organ selling? Was that ended when they were found out?
What? Yeah. That was happening under the table.
Yeah, but that never like got brought back up.
No.
Because they could have made that a really big part of the show too. Like if they had like a whole like organ crime ring that was what was like funding the jackpot. Yeah. But did you guys also notice when they talked about like the person that had like a zombie insides?
Zombie insides.
I feel like I paid way more attention in the surgeries part. They were talking about like this one guy's like insides were all fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what it meant. I didn't know.
I think he just had like cancer.
Yeah, like terminally ill. But I thought it was really interesting. Like they cut him open and they said like it was fucking gnarly.
Yeah, all that shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well. The show was really grotesque. It was a very grotesque show.
Mm-hmm. In the final episode, Shang Jian has dyed his hair red, winning the game and collecting the prize money. While this could have been a cinematic decision to show the once affordable and happy-go-lucky character is now a changed man, having seen so many people, including his friends, die, others believe that this is a piece of foreshadowing. Song Ji-hyun has chosen red and will return as a masked guard for season two to take the games down from the inside. It's a bit of a stretch, but we do end the series with Song Ji-hyun determined to track down whoever is still allowing the games to continue. So maybe these suggestion theories have something going on. What do you think about that?
That's a good theory. To be honest,
red hair shows.
Because he knew he was gonna go back, but he didn't know like what he was gonna do when he goes back. So that's like a guard. Yeah.
Real quick, just go see your daughter real quick and then come back.
Yeah, seriously.
Why everything gotta be so fucking sudden?
Seriously.
I think that he's gonna put himself into a hard place again.
Yeah.
That guy has a serious gambling issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. He hasn't spent any of the money though.
Yeah, he didn't spend.
He was.
Oh yeah. When he won it, he was like traumatized and didn't spend it for like a whole year.
His mom died. That's the whole reason why he joined.
And he stayed homeless for a year.
Oh, good to know.
Like that sucks, bro. Like the only reason why you joined, you finally get the money and you come back, she's just dead.
I mean, I don't know. He was kind of a deadbeat kid.
Yeah.
He was.
He'd fucking like, steal all her shit.
Yeah.
Another theory is that Song Ji's, that Woo Il-nam that's the old guy, is actually Song Ji-hon's father, the main character's father.
Yeah.
Right? Song Ji-hon has an instant rapport and bond with the elderly man.
Oh, because yeah, they were talking about how, remember when they were playing the Marvel game, and they were talking about how his son's birthday was whatever day, and apparently there's something that said, because when they typed in the fucking PIN number for his
the bank card?
Yeah. It was the same.
That was the same number as his jersey.
No.
Yeah, it was
0-5. Chris, you got to talk on the mic.
It was 0-4-5-7.
No, it was my birthday. It was 06-08 or something like that.
No, bro, I'm telling you. Dude, I swear to God. In, the PIN number he typed in was
look
his
at
jersey.
It. Kai's reading the theories right now. He knows it.
No, the PIN number was his number.
His jersey, right? Yeah,
his
jersey
was his number. 0-4-5-6.
And that was 2 days off of the old man's supposedly son's birthday.
Probably.
That's interesting. I don't see.
But it was
here.
2 days off of it.
Yeah, but the old man's fucking delusional and fucking old, so he probably forgot. No. Like he did about everything.
He definitely won the game, so they just gave the pin as his number.
Dude, he had dementia. Dementia.
Actually, you could be right because when they were walking through the town,
yeah,
he's like, "This is just like my old town," and then he's like, "I grew up on a street just like this."
Yeah, but because he put the game together, they built it after like where he grew up.
True, but the main character but the main character also said that it was just like history.
Yeah, but not the same house though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he would remember that big ass house.
True, but also the old man wasn't for sure if it was his house.
Okay,
because he has dementia, why he doesn't know exactly.
Because at the end, in his hospital bed, you'll see. But he was saying like that part was true.
He doesn't have dementia. That was all cap.
Yeah. No, it fucking wasn't. He had dementia. He said it in the beginning of the...
He said he has a tumor.
He had dementia.
He can't I don't think he was going crazy, though.
Burke. He can't control the game with dementia.
All right, then another scene sees the pair discuss the similarities between the set design of one of the games in their neighborhoods growing up. and then the show's twist, which reveals Il-Nam was a game VIP who helped create the challenges, has led many to claim that the whole tournament was devised by Il-Nam to find his lost son, especially when it gives Sol Ji-han his jacket to protect him in the game and adds it was fun to play with him. All the tournament was a ruse for a father and son to have the childhood fun they could never have. Oh, so the entire idea is that the father and son get to play games together.
Yeah.
Like they never did as a kid, when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's why he built the game.
And he wins so that his son has money now.
I guess.
But
that's
so
weird.
So out of place. Like, these theories are biting. One, if you have that much money, you'd send your kid's child support to the beginning of the movie. Two, they didn't even set up him missing the father at all. It was just mother and son fun. They didn't mention the father one bit. And then three is just like... Why would
keeps you
wait
questioning,
huh?
It keeps you questioning.
True,
I know, but
makes
like,
you
want to
watch.
So
there are also theories about past winners being workers too. But the show is insane. Like season two is gonna be nuts. But there's like so much hype. Like it's a question of can it live up to like, you know, being as good as the first season. And all the big people who grew like 8 million followers
are dead.
They're dead. So
what do they do now? Like start modeling again?
Yeah, probably. Or be. I think it's going to be like more Korean films are going to be big.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, dude, if I'm an actor right now and I get hired for a Netflix spot, like you take that instantly. The amount of people that are just getting blown up and getting their careers fully started off Netflix, it's insane.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know, all those Stranger Things kids, all the Outer Banks kids, all the fucking Tiger King, Too Hot to Handle, literally everything. It gets fucking blown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they got fucking Jake Gyllenhaal. How do you?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, they have him on a movie. He's the lead role in the movie coming up. He's like a fucking 911 dispatcher. Mm-hmm. Like, crazy.
Yeah, and they also keep you like a part of the family. So, like, whenever there's other movies that come out, you'll have the role.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
You're the first on the list.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's weird how the main guy doesn't have an Instagram, though.
None of them have Instagrams except for her. It's so weird. Maybe I think that's why she grew so much.
No. All the two guys, the main character and the nerd guy, they don't have Instagrams, but all the other girls, the crazy chick does,
I want to see the crazy chick's Instagram, Lou.
The guy with the snake neck does, Ollie has one.
Oh, really? I want to check them both
out. Those guys are like 6'4".
Yeah, those are fucking tall.
Yeah, they're huge.
Because the girl's 5'10".
Really?
Yeah.
That's tall as fuck.
Okay, which one is Donkey-Och? What's that guy's name?
The guy with the tattoo?
Yeah, the tattoo guy. That guy was interesting.
Look for the oldest looking motherfucker. Like, weirdly
Oh, I think that's him on the very left. Yeah. Dykesol?
Yeah, it's him.
Is that him?
Dykesol. Yeah, whatever Dykesol.
Yeah, right there with the glasses.
He doesn't look like him, though.
Jang.
That is him.
Oh, yeah, that's totally him. Really, you want to look up his Instagram, Lou? I'm so curious what he posts.
Right.
He's got 821K.
Oh, bro. I'm pissed about him. I'm like, bro, this is
oh, wait. Look at the first picture. It's a picture of him and Ollie.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Ollie. Let me see.
Ollie.
Instagram.
Wait. Look through his Instagram first for a second. Or put it on another tab.
I just want to see how many followers. Damn. Okay.
Okay.
No, he's definitely been other film. Dude, I feel like I've seen Indian his face influence. So many times before.
Yeah. 1.6 mil.
By the way, great damn. Shit, bro.
Yeah,
if Korean is in your first language. Great shit.
Great shit.
True.
What's up, bro? You gotta go to school, bro. You gotta go to school. In the show, is
learn odd and even.
Dude, that shit was so does funny.
He have all his fingers? Dude, he was.
No, he doesn't.
You should have seen the look on his face when he found out he didn't know odd and even. And just fucking tricked him.
Mm-hmm. And he still fucking beat him in the game.
Yeah,
but then he just got fucking bamboozled.
That's nuts. All right, you want to go back to Dark Chalk? I want to see this guy.
Literally bean-boozled.
Literally straight bean-boozled.
Opens the pouch and sees pebbles.
He literally got bean-boozled, bro.
Imagine there was beans.
Yeah. It'd be real like bean-boozled. Dude, that guy sucks.
Bro, what, they were playing the marble hole game?
Yeah.
And he's like...
Just two scumbags. I like this, though, because this reminds me of old Instagram, right? It's not just brand deals. It's actual lifestyle shit. You
right.
Know? Like, where, like, and he has a lot of following where it's like, nowadays, all I see is like...
No, he didn't have a large following. Now he has a large following.
Yeah, I'm saying he has a large following, and he's still doing, like, regular shit. Because like, whereas, like...
Because the brand deals are probably coming in right now.
Yeah, he's going to start doing Bang next week, bro.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Like, yeah, how actors in other places can...
Imagine
he's
bang.
A normal fucking dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably doesn't even need to do brand deals.
Should we just get one of these guys on a podcast, bro?
Dude, if you're a guy, like, on a fucking popping web series on like, in America on Instagram, you'd go all out on your Instagram page. That's what I mean.
It's crazy, yeah.
Compared to, like, somebody that's actually doing...
Like, who does that? What's an example of that?
Like, anybody with above, like, 100K would, like, they'd spruce up their Instagram 10 times more than he has, probably. Mm.
Kai thought the brother was from Shang-Chi.
I know, I fucked up. It's not...
We both looked at each other, like, is he an all-Korean movie besides the one guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's Chinese, so I fucked that up.
Yeah, I remember you said that. You're like, dude, this guy from Squid Game is a part of it. I was like... No.
Oh, yeah, I'm the dumb one. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Oh, he's born 1979.
You know what? I looked on when I was using hashtags for my reels I was posting. The guy that plays the guy in the subway doesn't have an Instagram, but he has like fan pages that have like half a million.
Yeah, they have mills on.
It's nuts.
Are you talking about like the first businessman?
Yeah, like go over to the right a little bit. His name's Song Koo, I think. Oh, yeah, he's in the middle. Gong Koo? Gong, no, it's Gong Yu. I'm way off.
Yeah.
Is this the cop?
Yeah, it's a cop. He's like the biggest model supposedly in Korea.
Not the cop. That's the guy.
No, that's the guy that plays the game.
That's what Subway, I mean. Sorry. That's what I meant to say. This guy. Gong Yu. Yeah. He's huge.
Where's IG?
They do be having straight clean ass faces though. Like their face is just clean.
It's a fan page. Look at that fan page and it has 500,000. This account's a fan page.
Jesus.
Like, how do you face that clean?
I know.
He's a pretty good-looking guy.
They have these crazy, like, rituals where their faces are, like, not... have no pimples or whatever.
It's like pores. It hasn't even been exposed to air yet.
Well, it's not like a big thing in Korea. Like, your grandparents, like, will give you money for, like...
Plastic surgery
and shit.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of Koreans who, like, when they move to America, they go back to Korea to see their grandparents at 16. And for, like, a birthday gift, they give them a nose job. And the kids are, like, offended, but the grandparents are like, no, you need to work on your nose. Your nose is fucked
like
up.
A lot of arranged marriages?
No, arranged marriages don't happen. But
why do they care about their
and none of them have facial hair either.
They just want them to be beautiful. And if they're not beautiful, there's something wrong with the people. Like it's super.
Have you seen a Korean person with a beard? Like a whole ass beard? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Older guy. I feel like no one in the show has a
full ass beard.
Duck Dynasty beard.
I think it's less common, but yeah, for sure.
Can you look up Koreans with beards?
Oh, it's definitely a thing.
Yeah,
it's like old men with beards. That's a huge thing.
Oh, true.
Right?
Old men with beards. Like a young.
Look up old Korean women with massive bushes on their face.
No, I'm saying like younger Koreans with beards.
Like a 20-year-old Korean with a fucking beard. Like me.
Wow.
That's a little weird.
That's very...
Wow. Okay, some people works on, like, that looks normal.
I mean, yeah, I feel like the normal guy that goes to work and the average guy has, like, a fucking beard. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that guy's part American, though.
has to be.
Yeah. That guy definitely doesn't... Right, so that's normal.
You'd actually have to be a mustache model to have, like, a mustache, I feel like.
That's
what I envision.
Yeah.
The little chin strapper.
Little chin strap.
And then the dragon tattoo on the neck.
Mm-hmm. Bro, no, that was like a snake. Bro, that shit was... That was such a bad tattoo for that guy.
Yeah.
I do want to switch topics.
Yeah, let's switch topics. We've been game for way too fucking long.
Yeah, that was
actually good.
What else is happening this week?
I wanted to go to Rick and Morty. I didn't get to go to Rick and Morty.
What do you mean, Rick and Morty?
Soulja Boy concert.
Oh. You know
what I'm saying?
Well, Ethan and I...
Big Draco. Like, yeah. I never got to see Big Draco before. I'm mad pissed.
We were Ethan and I were at a taco place like 3 days before the Rick and Morty concert, and this yellow Lamborghini pulls up, and like Soulja Boy jumps out just at like this like random strip mall taco place, and I'm like, what, in the Soulja Boy? Yeah. But like he was like filming a video and shit, but we wanted to go up to him and ask him like, yo, dude, can we perform Rick and Morty to you?
TikTok? Jesus Christ, dude.
Performing Rick and Morty to Soulja Boy until he performs Rick and Morty.
Bro, I feel like he would have said yes.
He probably would have. I just didn't really want to. I didn't want to get DJ Academics by Soulja.
He performed Rick and Morty at that club that night, and everyone was going. He performed two songs: Rick and Morty and
Crank That,
Soulja Boy.
Bro, no, that was it. God. No other cartoon gets respect like Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
I feel like besides anime, when it comes to like
no rap. Anime doesn't get any respect.
Really? It doesn't. Put your left nut on that.
Don't talk about anime like that.
Oh,
Chris.
You're right, dude. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. We can check the earnings of anime. If you want to talk about it. Kai, why don't you watch anime, Kai? Like, I never asked you that.
Because I grew up watching real anime, like, you know, and I just don't, I can watch.
He's whitewashed.
Shit.
What's real anime and fake anime?
Like anime that's meant for Japanese people on Japanese televisions, and they don't make it with storylines that. Like, I don't know. They don't translate it. They don't put it international. And, like, all my toys were those characters, all the things I played with. And then I moved over, and now I just watch The Office or watch
You saw, like, the American anime, like, Pokemon and shit?
Oh, that's why
the real ones, yeah.
That's why Kai wanted to have sex with Doctor Who in, like, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Would you have fucked him if Doctor Who DM'd you in seventh grade on Instagram and said, hey, you want to fuck?
Okay, dude. You don't even know. He fucking reincarnates as a new person every time he dies. So which Doctor Who would I like to fuck? That's the better question, and the answer is...
Yeah. You definitely would have fucked him.
Yeah, man. But, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
What did you guys do this weekend?
Weekend?
Yeah. I was sick.
Weekend.
I was sick.
Oh, yeah. It was a fuck. I started partying on a Monday. That was fucked.
Yeah, so what weekend? It's like, hey, you guys, party on the weekday?
Bad. Yeah, it's literally Friday. It's the weekend now.
It's Friday then.
I'm going to stay in this weekend.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace.